Hello and welcome to episode 33 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We're actually going to be bringing back an old favorite and also introducing a brand new segment. So you guys can look forward to that. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Metal Link, who said...
Tune is from Animal Crossing Wild World on the DS, the Hair Salon.
Yes, it is indeed from Animal Crossing Wild World on the Nintendo DS. So Metal Link, you know the drill. I'll be making your picture into a floating 2-piece start head and adding you to our contest winners page along with everybody else. With that, we are going
Wait, by the way, sorry. You didn't mention the other winner.
Go for it. Tell him.
Tell him what?
Tell him about which song he got, which one it was. I don't have to do it. Just because I'm the one who does it normally doesn't mean you don't have to.
All right. Okay, so we also had another winner back from podcast 15, which was, 4.5 months ago, I guess?
Jeez,
5 months ago?
Yeah, really.
And that winner's name is Davey. He correctly guessed Tecmo Super Bowl from the original NES as the correct answer to contest number 15. And
what I loved was that was like the first one that you suggested as like a song that we should have.
I know.
It's like you suggest a song for the contest and no one knows it.
and you've put up some really bizarre ones too, like,
oh yeah,
Metropolis Gangster Racing or whatever that was.
Yes, very similar.
And,
yes.
Street racing. Come on, Tecmo Super Bowl is like a classic. I just didn't get how...
I think the thing with Metropolis Street Racer, what I was hearing was that some people were able to Google it because it had lyrics.
Oh.
And they could kind of figure it out.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, so I'm going to think about that.
Yeah.
So we are definitely going to continue on the contest at some point, but right now it's on a temporary hiatus as we, bring back... a favorite and introduce
Ray?
A new segment. I know. Well, you know, it's getting a little dry. I don't have all the game music in the world at my fingertips, so it's getting a little difficult for me to pick things that aren't Sonic, Sega, or Nintendo related. So give us some time. We'll have the contest section back and hopefully in a form where you can get some really awesome prizes, but don't quote me on that, people.
Edit.
All right, so bringing back an old favorite, it's time for trivia for two, please.
It does go well with a chicken.
Ah, yes.
Each week, Tim and I try to stump each other on ridiculous video game trivia and determine who is currently the biggest nerd.
You have 10 seconds to answer this question. Recite the quickest route to beating Super Mario Bros. 1. Level by level. Go.
Super Mario Bros. 1?
Yes.
Run to the right as fast as you can.
No. Okay.
I'm confused.
Let me rephrase. What are the minimum levels you must beat in order to beat the game? You don't have to beat all the levels, obviously, right?
Right.
So give me the order, buddy.
Give the whole order?
Yeah. What do you need to beat?
1-1-1-2, and then 4-1-4-2, 5-1-5-2, 8-1-8-2-8-3.
That's good. Not bad.
Did I get it?
I think you got it, yes.
Really?
Level 1-2, you can warp to 2, 3, or 4. That's correct. From 4, you warp to 5, and from 5, it's 6, 7, or 8. That's correct.
Oh, sweet.
I thought that might stump you because you're not the most long-term You're a little younger, and
well, you know, to be honest, the only reason I really knew that is because I saw someone doing it recently. Crystal, my friend Crystal Withers, bought the game, and she knew more about the original Mario Brothers than I did. She knew where all the secret items were. It was really kind of creepy for me, just because it's like I should know this, not you. And right. And so I saw her do it a couple times, so it's kind of fresh in my mind. But before that, I would have had no clue.
That's like the game that everybody just knows how to play, like knows where things are, you know, and
yeah.
it's like common knowledge, like, you know, knowing I Love Lucy on television. It's like, you know, everybody knows it. So, no, that was good.
Delicious again, Peter.
All right, Tim, it's time for your question. Here we go. All right. In Wii Fit, what is the highest possible score you can earn in soccer heading on the advanced difficulty setting?
Well, this shouldn't be too hard, seeing as we both just did it. I believe it's 655?
You are correct.
Okay, good. Yeah, that was that took a little while, but I think we spurred each other on with our records there. And
yeah, and you guys don't know, but you know, I do wish that there was some way to exchange high scores in Wii Fit with friends connected on Wi-Fi, but... Mm-hmm. Since there isn't that option, we've actually made like a Google Docs spreadsheet where we update our latest high score and kind of keep track of who's in the lead and whatnot. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, even though it's based on the honor system, you know, we can both edit the document. In fact, we used it, for like an IM type of chat that one time.
Cause you can while you were updating people... your scores, I was like, I suck at the key one, man. I suck at that.
Which is kind of cool that you can see people updating things live and all that. So, it's been a lot of fun. I see you've beaten a few of my times there, so now I'll have to go back and beat yours again. But
yeah, screw Penguin Slide, man. That game can go to hell.
I remember you were so tortured by it, and then it was nice to be able to come in and, you know, within 20 minutes. Kind of put that to rest, but
well, when I try it again, I'll beat you.
Okay.
All right.
There's got to be a ceiling to that game because I've gotten almost every. But
sure, rub it in.
Max has got to be like 130, 130 or something.
Oh man.
But
all right,
go for it.
Well, now it's time for a brand new segment that we like to call Ricket Ricket Remix. Each week, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, from Mega Man 2's Flashman stage, comes the remix Nuclear Flash by Sixto Sounds and Zircon. Let's take a quick listen. If you want to grab that song, I have a link included on the podcast right now. Just click a link on the picture. Or you can try to track it down yourself by going to ocremix.org.
Our topic of the week is, if anyone had checked out the site this weekend, you may have noticed a new banner up on our sidebar. No, it's not just...
You know what? Before we even go there, let's take this back. Last week, right after the podcast, was having troubles getting some of my ray@2pstart.com mail. I signed up for a Brawl Snapshots website, nerd, and I didn't get an immediate email response from them, but I did for my home email address. So I'm like, I'm not getting emails, Tim, what's going on?
Well, I'm really glad that you had brought it to my attention, because... Now, I don't exactly know what the deal was with yours. All I know is when I deleted the forward and I redid it, and it seemed to start working. But it got me curious to look at my own email, and just to, because I do get email, my Tim@2pstart, that does get forwarded onto my Gmail account. But I just was curious to see if maybe it was catching some things. And sure enough, there was a lot of email, like that was sent through the site, because we got that form on the site to send emails to us.
Right.
There was a lot of email that way that was not getting through. And I apologize to some of you, because there were some people who were asking questions like, hey, I want to start a webcomic, give me some advice. And I probably think I blew them off for like a month. And there were a couple of people that responded to the contests, and I don't think they were right, so...
no harm done.
No harm done, but there was one specific email...
Well, no, hold on. Before we get to that, because let's go in and see if there's any mail in here that you haven't gotten yet. So I went into the Ray at Toopy Start email, and I had, was it 100?
146, I think.
I had 146 unread messages. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, that's a lot of freaking mail. And so Tim was like, well, I gotta see if I'm missing any mail myself.
Oh, gosh.
And so when you went, you guys will never believe how much mail Tim got. Go ahead.
I had 46,000 messages. And I felt, at first I was like, wow, Ray's got 146 unread messages? Like, I don't get that much mail. Like, I guess he's way more popular than me. What's going on? And so then I'm like, well, I better check my own mail just to make sure.
46,000.
I didn't feel so unpopular anymore. I had 46,000. But now, a lot of that was spam. And a lot of that was stuff that did get forwarded on, but it was never read in the initial mail program. You
but
know,
nonetheless, never... you have to sift through all of it. So it's not even like messages that you haven't read. It's like messages that you haven't read and have read. So it's like...
Yeah, I was up very, very late last Sunday night, because I literally went through and I got it to show up 999 messages at a time. That was the max it would show me on one page. And so then I could do a select all and get rid of them all, you know? But I went through one page, and from top to bottom, it was all the same day. So I'm like, oh, I need to go back at least about a month to make sure that I've gotten all my mail recently. And that took a long time, because a month is, 30 days, 1,000 messages. Like, there were like almost 30,000 messages that were within a month or two, you know? And
so regardless, Tim was looking through his mail, and he sends me an IM chat. I don't know how to say it, but it was like a lot of F's, a lot of U's, a lot of C's. It's like, oh my gosh, like, what's wrong? Like, what'd you miss?
I had missed an email from Steve Napierski, who was the creator of Dueling Analogs and The Outer Circle, I think it's called, this other comic. And a while back, he's got this kind of a web ring sort of thing, this group called Gamer's Pair of Dice. And basically, it was like 7 webcomics, gaming webcomics, and they would share traffic basically by putting a banner up on their sites. And if you were a fan of Dueling Analogs and there was a banner there for Digital Unrest, then you might check it out and become a fan of that one too. So it was kind of this neat thing. And I'd applied like 6 months ago or 9 months ago or something to be a part of that. And lo and behold, when my email starts deciding not to forward on, he had sent a message saying, hey, I'm going to update the roster. If you want to join, feel free, let me know. And it was like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, he thinks I blew him off, or it's too late and he's already, updated the roster. And I just...
I was and then just you sent really me that I am.
And then I sent that I am. And I just typed random letters on my keyboard, and I think it just spelled something.
Oh, not, sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But nevertheless, I was a little disappointed. Luckily, he had not yet updated the roster. I emailed him immediately, and this weekend we were officially became members of Gamer's Pair of Dice. So you may see a banner on the left side of the website advertising a different gaming webcomic, and I invite you to check it out. And there's a lot of good ones in the group now, I think.
Yeah, there definitely are. And with that, I had to design some banners to go for the Gamer's Pair of Dice. And one of the things is on the main website, they have a little window at the top that cycles through different animations for each webcomic. kind of like a little visual promotion. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, oh, you know, send me some pictures and I'll make an animation for you guys.
And yeah, because basically the animation is a still image with like a rotating background, or maybe the still image is moving a little bit, but it's basic, like one frame type of animation. Right,
right? Just kind of something, just a little gentle, just to kind of hold the pose for a little bit before it moves to a different, you know, image. And,
so Steve was like, oh, just send me an image and I'll animate it for you and put it up there on the Gamers Paradise website. But Ray had different plans.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm pretty good with Flash, you know? And like, if we're going to get an animation made, I want to make it look really freaking sweet. So so yeah, I asked if we could do that. He's like, yeah, sure, just make it this many frames, whatever, and all the dimensions. And yeah, I got to work on that, and I ended up making I think a kind of a cool little introduction, which unfortunately... Once it was on the site, he edited it, and he removed the last part of the animation, which is like the big punch at the end. It's like the big payoff, sort of. It helps finish the animation and make it whole, and he removed it, so it's kind of dead and empty at the end. It's really too bad, but...
Nevertheless, it still kind of blows away all the other animations on the website. It's still pretty cool. But I will put up a link or a post on... right after the podcast goes up with the Flash animation. And it might be fun if you guys want to try to name or notice all of the characters that make an appearance. They've all appeared in a 2P Start comic before.
Yes.
But they kind of go by quickly. And so it might be fun to just try to figure out who they all are. So
yeah, it'll be a nice challenge. There's no reward, people. Okay, no reward
no.
at all.
Just the sheer joy
of
knowing
that you accomplished
something.
If you think you're
going to
be able to name all
of
them and then have a dragon show up in the comic, you're wrong, okay?
There is no dragon. Or is there?
Start looking hard, people. All right, well, that'll take us to comic talk. And this week we had our Just What the Doctor Ordered comic featuring the Tim Me going to Dr. Mario for some relief of his... coughing and and I'm the one with like really bad allergies, so I'm all stuffed up right now, so I wouldn't mind paying Dr. Mario a visit, but geez.
Well, you already know what he's gonna prescribe, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah, what, 17,000 emails?
280?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, that was a fun comic. It turned out really nice, I think. And it got us discussing kind of story-based versus gag-based comics, I think.
Yes.
And the reason these are fun is because it puts Ray to work, like, really, really hard and for long hours.
Yeah, well, it definitely does. And that only happens when I get really behind the comic, when I'm like, I want
yes.
to do this. I want to make it, you know, this will only work if I work really hard at this. I want to do it. So, unfortunately, I think this week's comic is going to be similar. And the amount of effort to put into it. And I don't know if I'm ready to do that, but I'm going to try. This is a joke Tim's been wanting to put in for quite some time, and we think now is the right time to do it. So
should be just about the right time. So everybody cheer on Ray and encourage him through the week.
Yeah.
You know, tell him that you really want him to do his best. But I loved all the little... the little Easter eggs that you and I both threw in.
Yeah, I think we should clarify what the Easter eggs were.
Okay, from the top.
Koopa and Goomba are in the waiting room.
And Koopa is wearing a Pokeball.
Yes. And the other one that you would never be able to guess is that Goomba is there to see the doctor because he was so emotionally scarred by what the Pokedex told him about himself.
Yeah,
told
him he was the weakest Pokemon, so he had to come see... Dr. Mario for some antidepressants, and then
so we don't expect you guys to get that.
Yeah, how did you guys not see that? My goodness, didn't you see the emotion in his eyes?
His eyebrows tell all. He's so angry.
But Koopa's obviously there to get the Pokeball removed, if you didn't notice.
Right.
But somebody did say that the Pokeball is on backwards.
Yes, and the reason is because originally it would have been white in the front with red in the back, and then you wouldn't have been able to see it. It would look like a normal red-shelled Koopa. Plus, you don't know what he was doing with the Pokeball, okay? He might have really messed himself up inside it, and now it's all twisted around and crap.
What he did was he got his feet back inside his shell, inside the Pokeball.
Oh, it spun around.
And then it spun around, and then he pulled him back out, and it was backwards, and then he couldn't get out of it. That should have been obvious through the comic.
We should have made like a side comic about all the misadventures that went through to get them there.
Screw Toopy Start. We need to just make a Goomba Koopa centric comic.
The next Easter egg is we had Dr. Mario jumping out like he did in the Untold Origins comic, but in a different fashion.
And that was cool. I still think that makes a great wallpaper or something of some sort. It's a great image.
I just need him to be like, Koopa Goomba, I choose you, and then I'm going to lose the file somehow and not be able to...
Yeah. Don't throw in a Pokeball.
And then the next Easter egg would be that there is the Sonic is in Brawl certificate.
Yep. As well as the same poster from the previous comic with the...
See, I don't think... I wouldn't consider that an Easter egg, because that's just me copying and pasting stuff.
Well, it's an Easter egg in the sense that if you... You'd have to have read our older comics to know that it's a repeat joke sort of thing, you know?
But that's not really a repeat joke, it's just, it's still in his waiting, like, it's still in the room. You know, that's just what the room is. Like, it's kind of like if they're like, oh, nice Easter egg, you guys, you used the same couch that you did in the last comic.
Well, like, but the couch isn't really a joke. Count. The couch isn't a joke, though.
Yeah, well, just because something's a joke... And just because something's a decoration but also joke doesn't mean it's like, oh my god, they used it again. That's hilarious. Like, I don't know. I don't see the connection there.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not an Easter egg because Ray says so.
That's right. And I'm the one who freaking put it there, so.
All right, Easter egg boy. I'm going to call you the Easter bunny from now on.
Just don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Ooh.
Oh.
In one frame. Don't put all your eggs in one frame.
You took a really bad joke and made it awesome.
Yep.
Was there anything else past that?
Yeah, there's like four more.
Oh, get out.
There was the expression of deep emotional hurt in the eyes of the little viruses.
Oh, there was also the dragon.
Oh, yeah. Did everyone see the dragon in panel 12?
Mm-hmm. And actually, the dragon was wearing the headphones from The World Ends with You.
Yeah, I thought that was a really clear... I wouldn't even call that an Easter egg. It was so obvious, though.
It's one of those things where if you look at frame 5, you have to like cross your eyes and kind of back up. And the picture will line up, and you'll get that image.
Yeah.
Just throw that out there.
It's one of those 3D things. Just keep refocusing and...
Just turn up your monitor brightness all the way and get really close.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, for every great... Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, actually, there was. The number 17,280 came from the idea that you'd have to take one pill every 5 seconds. That was my approximation if you were playing
Dr.
Mario.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's 5 second intervals for a whole day, I believe, if my math is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was significance there.
That's a nice Easter egg, man.
See, you didn't even know it, and you did it.
Well, you sent me the script, and I just copy and paste, dude.
I know. That's all Ray does. Copy and paste.
Copy and paste, man. That's it. What? Well, forever great... go ahead. You're going to cut me off again? What's the deal,
yes,
man?
Yes, one more thing.
I'm trying to move on.
This comic was
26
epic.
Minutes. I'm trying to push this thing.
Well, you just edit it out. Just humor me for a minute. What was nice about this comic, I think, was... I don't think there was too much like disagreement in what should go in. And, you know, I kept adding little things, I think, and I was like, oh, Ray's totally done with this. He doesn't want to add one more warning label. And he was like, oh, totally, that would be a great one, you know? And so...
As I flipped you off.
Yeah. No problem, Tim. Oops. But that was
F
good.
F you, Toopy Start. F you. All right. Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment goes to Redface on the joystick site, who said, quick question, has Toopy Start ever been funny?
Yeah.
To which I respond... Yeah, about 2 or 3 issues ago.
Yeah, that was you know, I don't know.
It's constructive criticism, right?
I don't I'm not terribly bothered by it because we get so many positive comments and stuff. But can he honestly
just keeps rolling in?
Can he honestly go through every single comic and say there was not a single funny moment in any of them? You know what I mean?
Maybe they just didn't know. Maybe they saw our comic and they didn't like it. And they're like, has Tubi Start ever been funny? Just out of curiosity.
Or maybe they don't know.
You don't know what they've been through, man. Don't judge.
Maybe they've never seen Dr. Mario, so they thought, what a stupid idea to put Mario in a costume.
Yes.
Could be. That's very true. Never know. But my comment of the week goes to Dr. Mario, who said, in response to the Dr. Mario friend codes, despite my name, I don't have the game. I thought that was pretty funny. If you're going to call yourself as your, online handle, Dr. Mario, don't you think you should own the game? I mean...
But just because someone has a name doesn't mean that they're, willing to own it.
What? You're going to call yourself, Sonic Fanboy 924 and not own a Sonic game?
It's like, you're going to call yourself Dragon Blader 1 and you're not going to have a dragon with a blade?
See? Exactly. He's really into dragons. That makes sense. And we got Noodle back from the dead, and he's eating
his
noodles, and we got Taco, loves his tacos.
Yeah, all right, let's get out of here. All right, it's time for the most haunted segment of the program, the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Wah-ha-ha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games. Oh, crap, I didn't think of a character yet. In honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Metal Sonic.
Hey, he's cool. I'm not going to put him on there.
What? We've done Sonic before, so how can you not say Metal Sonic?
What was the big monster that Mecha Sonic turned into in Sonic Heroes?
Is that a trivia question? Because I don't know the answer to that.
I'm just... Metal Madness.
Metal Madness.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Mario Kart.
That's a joke, right?
I'm kidding.
I think we've beaten that game to death.
I'm just kidding. You didn't believe me, though. That's depressing.
Of course not. There's no way. It's like me coming in every week and saying, my Black Doom Award goes to Brawl for putting
my Black
in the game. And then next week for putting Kirby in the game.
Spoilers.
No. I would put a Black Doom Award for Brawl every week for every character that's not in the game. This week it'll be Mega Man. Next week it'll be Metal Sonic.
Metal Madness. All right. My Black Doom Award goes to IGN.
I hate that site.
I don't even know what it stands for, and I hate it.
Imagine Games Network.
I know.
Actually, I don't hate IGN. I actually like IGN.
Get this. They have a bio section on some of the different Sonic characters. Take a listen to what they say about Shadow the Hedgehog under the the fun facts sort of thing. Shadow the Hedgehog was supposed to be Sega's original mascot. However, they scrapped him in favor of Sonic. It was not until the release of Sonic Adventure that they reached back into their files to pull out Shadow as Sonic's nemesis for Sonic Adventure 2. Does that make... what?
Is that true? Or are they joking?
No, it can't possibly be true. First of all, it's not true. And they can't possibly be joking, is what I mean. Seriously? Shadow the Hedgehog was supposed to be Sega's original mascot that they scrapped in favor of Sonic? As one commenter put, Nadia was the name. Nah, I wrote a Sonic the Hedgehog retrospective for 1UP some few years ago, which involved me talking to Sega's higher-ups about the creation of the character. It's true that some other animals were considered, bunny, squirrel, but there was no mention of an emo hedgehog. Which I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How do you mess up something like that?
That's a bit confusing.
Mega Man X was originally the design. They scrapped him in favor of Mega Man. It wasn't until the X series came out that they decided to reuse this character. It's like, what? No! There's a clear evolution going on here, people.
Yeah, that's...
And where's Black Doom's bio? I want to see Black Doom's bio.
Black Doom was originally created by Tim and Ray on 2P Start, but was stolen for the use of
Sega's best terrible game to date.
Oh, boy. Well, my Black Doom award goes to the Xbox 360 dashboard. Why don't they make the interface a little more user-friendly? I mean, it's the most powerful dashboard, you know, for a console out there. It's by far better in features than what the Wii has, right?
Right.
But simple things like sending people a message, you know, that sort of thing, or searching for games to buy, are just so cumbersome and ridiculous. Like, I would much rather get a little message on my Wii with a little light that shows up and see the little letter open up than on my 360 where it's just a little thing that says Inbox 1 or something like that. And it just... I just don't see why they don't have a skin or some sort of makeover to it to make it simpler.
You know what they should do is they should make it so that you can download a skin. But 20 years from now, you won't be able to.
And they should charge you, you know, X number of Xbox points to do that. And it'll be some weird number so that you don't have enough left over to buy a normal game, right? But this problem is seen in the fact that they're deleting, you know, they're talking about going back and deleting a number of Xbox Live titles that either got, that they had to meet certain criteria, like get worse than a 65, be more than 6 months old, and have like a less than 6% whatever turnover rate or whatever. If someone downloaded the demo and bought the game, like less than 6% of people who downloaded the demo actually bought the game. They're going to, you know, wipe clean their backlog of games because they say that it's so hard to find good games or find any game, specific game, because the library is so large now of titles. Well, instead of getting rid of games, which I'm not saying that some of them don't deserve to be gone, instead of just getting rid of games, how about you just have, like, sort features or, you know... There's really no way to go through your live titles except, like, sort alphabetically or sort by, you know, like, the new arrivals or something like that. So right. it seems so simple to, you know, manage the menu a little better so that people can find what they're looking for. I mean, it's so nice to have all these demos, but if you just bought a 360 today, you have 3 years worth of demos to go through. You'd never know what to look for. So... I guess here's hoping that they do make a change at some point, or at least, I guess, in their next console, that they take a long, hard look at that. Because they definitely have the infrastructure there, they just don't have the aesthetics, I think. And by the way, Marathon is on the chopping block, possibly.
Really?
Well, apparently it fits the metric of less than a 65 rating and older than 6 months old in the...
Well, then I guess I know it's getting a Black Doom Award next week.
Well, we'll see if it actually gets cut. Microsoft still decides what will and won't. And I kind of think they wouldn't cut Marathon because it's a Bungie title, you know? So,
like, if I got a 360, I would buy that game.
And that alone will save the title from being...
I'm just saying. That's the reason why they shouldn't freaking cut games. Because someone's still going to go out and buy it.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, except it's sad that their solution to it's so hard to find a game, let's delete half of them. You know, that doesn't seem like a very good answer to me. The answer is make your menu a little better.
I agree.
So, there you have it.
Well, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.